This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
The federal government knows exactly where I am on this earth. They can track me everywhere I go. Isn't that amazing? They're called RFIDs. If you don't know anything about an RFID, if you've got a computer, go home this afternoon and type in under one of the search engines. Just type in RFID and see the thousands of things that comes up about an RFID chip. You'll be amazed. Oh, yeah, they put them everywhere. Now, this is where we're living today. So knowledge is a wonderful thing, but faith is even a greater thing. Now, you're going to have to learn how to walk in faith, because the enemy is doing things to you and I today that we don't even know about. I believe that this technological world that we live in today is so sophisticated, and it is finalizing and bringing to the end of the age what the Word of God says was going to happen. And whenever it was written thousands of years ago, the average individual could not comprehend the fact that two witnesses could die in Jerusalem and the whole world would be able to see it. I mean, we read that in the Bible and people say, you know, this is crazy. The Bible can't be real. And only 100 years ago, preachers would stand up and say, you know, this says that the whole world shall see these two witnesses, and we all know this is impossible. But let me tell you, today, can the whole world see what's going on right here in this room if they wanted to? If we had the proper television transmitting equipment, sure. You can sit in your home and watch the war. I mean, you can watch the war going on anywhere they do anything they're doing. And, of course, they can let you see whatever they want you to see. You can see the storms. Isn't it amazing how when the Katrina came in, they got guys down there in certain places where you can watch the storm tearing up and destroying places, seeing the devastation. Well, let me tell you, we are living in a time where man has the technical ability to control the weather. I mean, when I was in the military, we learned how to salt the clouds to make it rain. That happened when I was a young man. Well, we were messing with that kind of stuff 40 years ago. Who only knows what they come up with? That's just like when the physicists came up with the deal, we can make an atomic bomb. And it's very cheap and very inexpensive. I said, there's no way we can make an atomic bomb. So he gets about 100 of these guys together and explains to them how they can make an atomic bomb. And they make one. And then I can only imagine whenever that first time they pull those little reactors out of there, not really knowing what's going to happen. They think they know what's going to happen. But if they're wrong, guess what? They're history. If they split that first atom, and this was some of the things they were concerned about. We split that atom. What if we can't stop it? What if they keep going? What are we going to do? Destroy the whole world? But they didn't know. So they had to do a test. And then all of you that were alive back in those days, some of you were not, but back in those days, whenever the Japanese was winning the war, it looked like we dropped two little bombs over there in Japan. And let me tell you, they gave up. Because if you can send two airplanes in and drop two little tiny bombs and blow away a huge city. I mean, there's a city, Iwo Jima, Nagasaki. They're a huge city with hundreds of thousands of people. And all of a sudden, one airplane flies over and drops one bomb, and there ain't nothing left for miles. That's beyond people's ability to comprehend. But when did that happen? Way back in the 40s. What do you think we got today? Beyond your wildest dreams. Let me tell you, you better learn how to walk in faith. I mean in real faith. And we're going to talk about some of these things. Now then, before we get started in that, who has a testimony you'd like to tell us about something good God's done for you? Okay. Wait a minute. They can't hear you and I can't hear you.
You left us dangling.
What happened with the mic? We got the mic up? Okay.
Okay. You left us dangling. You said we're praying wrong regarding the rain, but you didn't tell us how to pray, and that's been on my mind very much.
Okay.
Can you finish that thought?
Okay, I will. What we're doing, we're asking God to send rain. What we need to do is do spiritual warfare against the enemy that's controlling the weather. I think we need to do spiritual warfare to come against the enemy just like we do in all these other realms, because he is the one that's behind this. So instead of asking the Lord to send rain, which he wants to, but obviously the enemy, the god of this world, somehow is controlling the weather elements. And I think we need to start rebuking the enemy to stop messing with the climate in our country. I mean, come against him spiritually and all the people he's using to do this. And then after we rebuke the enemy and command him to stop doing what he's doing, that's when we need to then ask the Father in Jesus' name to send the rain clouds, to send the rain or whatever we're praying for. And then don't give up till he does it. Just like whenever we know the little prophet that prayed and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. And then he prayed after 3.5 years. Then he prayed one time. Did it rain? No, it did not. He prayed and it didn't rain. 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 And he prayed the seventh time, and what did he see? A little cloud out to the size of a man's hand. And then he said, okay, it's done. See, that persistent prayer like that, that's what overcomes the enemy. Just like right now, I want us to stop right this moment, and I'm going to pray a voice of prayer for little Brietta. One more time. That little girl has had one of the most intensive battles. You know, she's been in the hospital 2 months. She was born a couple months ago, about nearly 2.5 months early. And she has had every kind of whatever you can imagine. But that hospital full of those little children over there like that. We went over there. And we're going to go over there again today, probably. But that hospital is full of babies that I believe with all my heart the enemy is behind messing with these children. You know, he's behind all this, and we're going to come against him for all those children over there, but for sure little Brietta Cronin. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're going to come to the throne of grace as a body of believers. Lord, we know that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords, and we know that you gave us power and authority over the enemy in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're your children. We're children of the King of the universe, and your name is Jesus Christ. You are God. You came to this earth, and you defeated the devil for us, and now you're in us, and you've given us his power. So we come against the enemy that's come against little Brietta Cronin, and we also come against the enemy that's come against all those other precious little children that are over there in that hospital. There's a whole hospital full of them that I saw when I was over there the other day, Lord. And I come against the devil that's doing the devastating thing he's doing, not only to children, but to men and women on this earth. Now, Father, I ask you in Jesus' name to send the angels to watch over her, protect her. Send the Holy Spirit to heal her, restore. Send mighty angels to touch her and be strength to them, just like the angels came and was strength to you after you had fasted 40 days in the wilderness. Those angels, those mighty beings of grandeur that can touch her in faith, like we are commanding them in faith to touch her and raise her up. And Lord, we don't want just a normal something to happen. We want something supernatural to happen. Lord, we're tired of being normal Christians. Lord, I want to see supernatural things. I want to see you raise that little girl up and make her so mightily awesome that the doctors will stand in awe, knowing that only you could have done it. Lord, let her be such an awesome little girl. Let her recover so fast and so awesomely that everybody will have to say, I only got one explanation of what happened to this little girl, and it's God. And his name is Jesus, the King of kings and Lord of lords. So, Father, I thank you. And Satan, I rebuke you. I rebuke you over the climate, over the people that you've used and the knowledge and wisdom that man has come up with and how you've converted it and perverted it and how men are using machines to control the weather and all these things and all the devastation and the excessive rains in some areas and no rain in other areas. I rebuke you over the United States of America and all these foul principalities and powers that are doing these things. And Father, I ask you now to move by the power of your Spirit. And Lord, you said you send rain on the just and the unjust. So Lord, I know there's a lot of just people in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and I know there's a lot of unjust, but there always has been like this. So Father, we ask you to send rain, a beautiful rain this week, a slow soaking rain. And then after it's soaked up the ground, send a good one over 2 or 3 days. That'll be 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 more inches of rain. That'll fill all the tanks and begin to fill the lakes and the reservoirs and bring them back up. And Lord, do such a great and mighty work of blessing that your people, that Lord, people will know that you've done these great and mighty things. And Lord, may you move on the hearts of many other men and women that are your children to pray these same kind of prayers. Lord, we want to thank you and praise you for sending forth rain. We want to thank you and praise you for giving us power over the enemy. We want to thank you and praise you, Father, for being our Lord and our God. Lord, thank you that you come to this earth 2,000 years ago to defeat the devil. You beat him in everything. And you bore our sickness, removed our disease, and then you told us to not sin anymore, to walk holy before you, and then we don't have to be sick no more. So, Lord, I thank you and praise you for this great and awesome privilege that since I've learned these wonderful things, I have been able to walk in divine health. Lord, I trust you. You're my Lord, you're my God, my Savior, my healer, and it makes no difference what the devil throws at us. You're bigger than the devil. Anytime the devil messes with us, he's messing with you, and we're your children. And Lord, you love us, and you're here to protect us. So help us to realize this, and help us when you say, we are such people of little faith. Lord, help us, those of us that are here, for you to never say that about us. But that we are people of great faith, like the Roman centurion, Lord. He had great faith. So help us, Lord, that we'll have that kind of great faith. Because you said, without faith, it's impossible to please you. Well, Lord, we want to please you. We want to walk holy in your presence and in your sight. And Lord, we want to thank you for the beautiful rain you're going to send this week. Lord, we need it. We praise you for it. And I know that everybody in here will voice that over and over this week, thanking you for the rain you're going to send. And Lord, we know you're going to do it. Because you said if just two of us agreed about anything, you'll do it. So, Lord, thank you for giving us power over the enemy, that we have commanded him to stop doing what he's doing. Now we ask you to move and send those rain clouds in and bring a beautiful rain to this whole state of Texas and water it good in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you for healing Brietta. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Amen.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.